The referee blows the full-time whistle and brings an end to this contest, and the Red Hughes management, well, a couple of them are going on, and they're going to go on possibly and ask the referee, why was that not a free? But with 33 and a half minutes gone on the watch, the referee, Mark Brown, has decided that's enough. And Terman, well, in the end up, Gary, they just about did enough to get over the line. Terman won 8 to Red Hughes's 10 points. A 1-point victory for Francie Freda's side. They'll be relieved. They'll be happy. They're into the last four of the Intermediate Championship, but far from convincing in that second half.
Yeah, I'm just watching here what's going on. You were on about the Red Hughes management team. They're not happy at all with the referees, so they're not there out on the pitch. I see the St. Union's stewards heading out towards the referee, maybe to look after him now, to get him off the pitch safely. Yeah, they've walked away. I don't think it's not going to happen. But hey, fair play to Red Hughes. They can go home with their heads held high, because, as I said, they were going out of the championship without a whimper, and they've done really, really well now in the second half and put in a great effort, so that it just ups a wee bit short, you know.
Yeah, Francie Martin down there shaking hands with the match officials. That's good to see. So despite the disappointment of losing so narrowly, well, as you say, Red Hughes can hold their heads high. And you just wonder, had they been a wee bit braver in the first half, Gary?
Yeah.
Had they come out and played rather than this going with the defensive approach?
Yeah.
You know, they managed only 2 points in the first half. They didn't really have that many efforts in goal, bar a goal chance that went into the side netting. Other than that, it was all Terman.
And Terman only got 3 points the second half, Chairman, you know. So it was a game of two halves, as the old saying goes. Two completely different halves. And you're on about Red Hughes' defensive there. Like, it's nearly hindering Terman as well, because they're playing them with a 14 back, and, you know, you would feel on paper they're much stronger than Red Hughes on paper, and they should have maybe pressed Red Hughes a lot higher up the pitch. And if they pressed them, you feel with their quality up front, they would have maybe ran out more comfortable winners than taking the game down to the wire. Because listen, it's knockout football. It's important to win. That's all it is. You know, it doesn't matter how you get over the line. Their name's in the hat now for the semi-final. It'll be a great week for them now, preparing for the semi-final, because, you know, like the management team, Francie Freeland, that have plenty of stick to beat them with now this week, because they've lots to work on. So they have, but and as interest now, the draw will be ahead, so there's going to be some tasty semi-finals.
Yeah, we'll keep an eye on what happens in terms of the draw. They're getting ready to make the draw here in the press area beside us. Terman so impressive on their way to the quarter-finals, beating Mallon, beating Burt, beating Neave Mura. They drew with Gaelanida in their opening match, but they put up some big scores. But that's a game perhaps they needed, Gary, because all of a sudden they're brought back down to earth, particularly with that second half performance, and they might have to have a look at themselves now and see just what they need to work on, because the semi-final's not going to be easy, whoever they get.
And to me, they brought Red Hughes are probably delighted that they played that defensive game, because it allowed them to stay in the game. Like, what Terman only scored 9 scores. Red Hughes actually had 10 scores, and you mentioned before the game that a lot of their games have been involved in are low scoring, so they are, and that was very evident today as well. So it really will, you know. To me, they need to play more up the pitch and forget about getting 14 behind the ball. Yes, you still have a defensive structure, but it's nearly limiting them and curtailing them. I think play more on the front foot, because they have young players, they have energy, they could play a high pressing game, so they could, because of their age across the team is very, very young.
Yeah, it's worth noting as well that on 24 minutes Steve McElwain kicked a point for Terman to put them 1-5 to no score in front, and after that they only managed the 3 points. Jack Alcorn's kicked a score. I'm just checking to see Enda McCormick. He kicked a couple of points, didn't he, in that second half? He had come on as a substitute towards the end of the first half. But other than that, they weren't able to get the white flag going. And in contrast, it was Red Hughes who were kicking points for fun. Fair play to them. Ryan Kelly kicked their opening score of the second half, and it just got them up and running. Calvin Bradley with 3 points, one of which was from a free. And then Jack Gillespie, 4 points towards the end of that game, 3 of them from frees. And then a brilliant point from play, and it got Red Hughes back to within a single point of their opponents, but Terman had just done enough to get over the line. So it's they who progressed to the semi-finals then, Porrick, Gaelanida, Neave Columba and Dunloe, the other sides, who will be contesting the Donegal Intermediate Championship semi-finals this year. The draw is about to get underway just beside us. We'll go back to studio and we'll have all the details of the draw and indeed the Intermediate B Championship semi-final draw when you come back to us, Porrick.